The compensation program for victims of France's nuclear weapons tests remains on track. This is despite a new report in France, which says there are not enough elements to establish a link between the weapons tests and illnesses. But veterans groups in Tahiti are concerned, accusing Paris of negotiationism. My colleague Walter Zweifel has been following this controversy, and I asked him what the report said.
The French National Institute of Health and Medical Research said its experts examined almost 1,200 reports and documents and found that it was not conclusive that atmospheric tests caused illnesses such as cancers in French Polynesia. The INSEM report also stated that the data does not disprove a link. However, they suggested that illnesses could be the result of other factors such as smoking, excessive alcohol consumption or obesity. The report noted that the incidence of cancers was roughly the same as in France, but much higher in the case of thyroid disorders. It also noted that New Caledonia had very high rates of thyroid cancers, attributed there mainly to asbestos in the natural environment. The report was, by the way, commissioned by the French Defence Ministry in 2013.
And how did the veterans group react to this?
Well, predictably, they see this as a continued denial of the plight of the victims. While the latest report seems to be neither supportive nor dismissive, it feeds into the experience that France is slow in owning up to this test legacy. One group says this was nothing new, and it strained credulity that the equivalent of 800 Hiroshima bombs had no impact. An opposition politician said the documents were controlled by the military, and a historian questioned whether the information was a continuation of lies that had been dished up earlier.
And will this affect the compensation program?
According to the head of the agency, known as Sivan, the criteria have not changed and France will keep reimbursing victims. Alain Krisnach, the head of Sivan, said the committee has €10 million a year to pay out, and he says more claims are now being accepted. To look back, in 2019, Sivan accepted 62 compensation claims lodged in French Polynesia, while in the period from 2010 to 2017, only 11 were accepted. What is notable is that the French state is not liable because there is any proof that the state was directly responsible for the damage. The payments, which are made through Sivan, are defined as money given out of national solidarity and not because there is any liability.
And how come there used to be so few cases accepted?
For one, until 2010, France's official line was that its nuclear tests were clean. And then it set strict conditions which practically excluded all applicants. It then changed the system 4 years ago by abolishing exposure criteria, which in turn were found to contradict the existing legislation, and new terms were adopted. A Tahitian politician in favour of the now tighter rules said otherwise a French smoker, for example, who had cancer, was eligible for compensation if they had spent time in Tahiti. From French Polynesia's perspective, the nuclear legacy is really costly. The healthcare system in Tahiti, known as the CPS, claims to have paid out almost $800 million on healthcare costs for people deemed to have radiation-induced illnesses. And just over a year ago, the CPS said over 9,500 people have been taken care of for cancers caused by the nuclear tests.
Finally, what's the state of Mururoa now?
It's still a military no-go zone. Although the weapons tests stopped in 1996, France has refused to return the excised atoll to French Polynesia. A very expensive monitoring system was installed, as there are fears that the atoll could collapse and trigger a tidal wave. In 2014, a resolution by the Territorial Assembly demanded that France pay almost $1 billion in compensation for the tests, which at the time the pro-independence opposition leader Oscar Temaro described as a crime against humanity.
So this report was commissioned by the French Defence Ministry. Has there ever been an independent investigation and report into the French nuclear testing in the Pacific?
Well, the same documents have been used by CIRAD, which is an independent organization set up after the Chernobyl disaster, and they, using the same documents, came to a conclusion that there was a link. So the findings can be disputed. And then, of course, there are more studies in the pipeline. There is a question whether deformation in the Gombe Islands seen among children and behavioral problems, whether they are linked to the nuclear tests. There was the top psychologist in French Polynesia a couple of years ago who came out with the conclusion that there was a link, which, of course, caused an absolute outcry in French Polynesia. They then tried to find an expert to look into a genetic impact of these tests. They found a Japanese specialist and tried to hire her, but because the issue was so politicized, she declined. So the question is still there if there is a genetic link between this behavioral issue seen among children in the Gombe Island and the nuclear tests that were carried out in the region.
Vinaka Walter, that's our senior RNZ Pacific journalist, Walter Zweifel.